You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side studio. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national, man. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Tuesday, 2:06 p.m., October the 4th. But listen, in terms of can't make the stuff up, I mean, I don't know if you saw the news. There's been some amazing things happening in the news just in the last 24 hours, really, that relate to the liberal left's favorite topic. I'll tell you about that one in a minute. But first of all, do you know, did you see, did you take note of the fact that, so Kanye West and Candace Owens went to a fashion show in Paris this weekend, right? I know, this sounds like the beginning of a lame joke. Kanye and Candace went to a fashion show in Paris this weekend, but really, they did. Megastar ex-husband of one of the Kardashians, Kanye West, and conservative commentator Candace Owens were both at a fashion show this past weekend together in Paris. And they are both, by the way, both of them are prone to spark outrage among the liberals just for their very existence. Their very names, Kanye and Candace, are probably trigger words on some secret liberal list of things you're not allowed to say. Kanye, he's eccentric, but he's known for saying it like it is, regardless of who's listening. And Candace, well, she's somebody that liberals just hate because she blows up all their stereotypes and all of their special intersectionalities. And yes, they were both at a fashion show for some clothing line that Kanye has, but it was not the fashion at the show so much as the fashion on their backs that got the liberal world all in a tizzy over the past few days. Of all things, of all the nerve, the very idea. Because you see, Kanye and Candace, they were wearing t-shirts, matching t-shirts, that both said, "White Lives Matter." The audacity. But keep in mind that White Lives Matter, it's actually a phrase that's been branded as hate speech by the Anti-Defamation League. You know, the Anti-Defamation League, the same group that advocates for children to choose their own genders, right? The fashion world erupted. Model Gigi Hadid, I don't even know who she is, Gigi Hadid said that Kanye was a bully and just a joke for the t-shirt. Huffington Post says that Kanye was ripped for the shirt. It went on and on and on. But the bottom line is this. These naysayers, they're going to chatter no matter what, as long as they can brand the issue with their favorite word, racism. But I got news. Everything can't be racism. In fact, if everything is racist, then nothing is racist. Now, here's the part where I have to put in the disclaimer language that acknowledges that I know that racism exists in this world, and it is horrible. I get it. The color of someone's skin, their God-given ethnicity, should never be a determiner of their standing in society or their worth or their ability, period. And for those of you listening outside the boundaries of the great state of Alabama, yes, Alabama has had issues with racism in the past. It certainly has. But I would also say that no state has come further than Alabama in pushing back on the veil of darkness that racism perpetrates. But the problem we have here, and back to my topic at hand, is that liberals, they don't really want racism to be gone. They need it. Taking the low road of overbranding things, or people, or phrases, or yes, t-shirts, as racist, is how charlatans get by. It's how they raise money. It's how they win elections. It's how they keep power. It's how they basically dupe whole swaths of society. Does racism exist? Yes. Is it bad? Yes, certainly. Is everything racist because liberals say so? Absolutely not. And they can't stand it when you point it out. How heartbroken they were when it turned out that the Border Patrol's horse-mounted agents were not actually horse-whipping illegal immigrants on the banks of the Rio Grande. I mean, you heard those guys were cleared, right? Oh, you didn't? And how taken aback they were when kids, literally kids from Covington High School, a Catholic school, prevailed in a massive defamation suit against CNN for alleging that they were racist when they were confronted by an activist on the Washington Mall. You heard that CNN's paying them big, right? Oh, you haven't? But I'm sure you're all aware that Kyle Rittenhouse was a racist and a gun smuggler and is going to jail for defending his own life at a BLM riot in Wisconsin, right? Oh, wait, he was acquitted after a full jury trial. But yet, in each one of these instances, the verdict had already been handed down in the court of liberal public opinion, where everything can be branded racist, regardless of whether the courts and the law or common sense even agrees. But I'll tell you right now, it's been a bad week for the race baiter crowd. Did you hear about the major decision that was handed down by the federal district court in Georgia? Yeah, you didn't? Well, if you didn't, it's like all those other things I decided a moment ago. You didn't hear about it because virtually no one will talk about it once the facts really come out. At least they're not talking about, in this case, the actual decision that came out of the court in Georgia. But they were all up in arms when that case started. You may recall when Stacey Abrams didn't win her election for governor 4 years ago. That was back when it was okay to question the outcome of an election, which Stacey Abrams certainly did and still does. She's the governor of Georgia in her own mind, just no one else knows it. Well, it was all because of electioneering. And then Georgia's new election law came to light, and it was, you guessed it, racist. President Biden came out and called Georgia's election law Jim Crow on steroids. He called it sick. Georgia was branded for being a part of the new Confederacy. Stacey Abrams herself said the law was just Jim Crow in a suit and tie. Democrats branded the law and its supporters things like anti-American, racist, and betrayers of our Constitution, all because of a law which merely sought to do things like ensure voter ID, just like, you know, Alabama and many other states do. Major League Baseball, if you remember, made a knee-jerk decision and pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta, which some experts believe may have cost the state as much as $100 million in revenue. And a group connected to Stacey Abrams, well, they filed suit. But then the facts began to emerge. And then the courts got involved. Legal analyst and professor Jonathan Turley, he points out that the allegations of racial vote suppression fell flat in the next election cycle, when nearly 700,000 more voters turned out, of which black voters in Georgia saw a 22% increase in their voter turnout. But the final word came just this week from U.S. District Court Judge Stephen Jones, an Obama appointee to the federal bench, that recently dismissed the suit filed by Stacey Abrams' folks in its entirety. And in doing so, the judge stated, quote, "The burden on voters is relatively low. Plaintiffs have not yet provided any direct evidence of a voter who was unable to vote, experienced longer wait times, or was confused about voter registration status." Huh. Go figure. So where are the race-baiting pundits now? Where are the haters and the race baiters? Where's Stacey Abrams on the loss of her platform issue right before a Democrat-appointed judge? And where's President Biden now that Jim Crow 2.0 is not Jim Crow 2.0 after all? Well, they're nowhere to be found. Unless maybe they're just distracted because they're too busy crying racism over Kanye and Candace wearing T-shirts. And I'm going to tell you right now, if everything's racism, then nothing can be racism. Bottom line, folks, everything can't be racism. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I just gave you, like, what, a handful of examples. But this goes on and on and on. And the reality is, everything can't be racism because, like I said earlier, if everything's racism, then nothing's racism. Just stop. Stop the madness. Don't so overuse the word that it loses its intent and its meaning. Let's get back to business. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole lot more where that came from. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some ground all across the northern part of our state. All right, listen, I'm going to be jumping into my section here a minute, the section on government-run energy. But I got to tell you, first of all, the text lines are open. You want to text the show, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number, 833-687-4448. You can call that line, too, but I want to make sure y'all know, and apparently a bunch of people have figured it out. How many do we add, like 15 more people yesterday to the text strings?
Yes, and a few more already this morning.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so wow. Even while we're off the air, they're texting. But yeah, it's way cool. I mean, if you want to text at 833-687-4448, the first time you do it, text the word right side. You'll get a little message back saying that we've got it. And then tell us, like, your first name and where you're from. So from then on, I can call out. Like, for instance, Paul from Athens is already on the line. I see that. We got Mike from Athens. We got Barry from Gunnersville. We got Patrick from Cortland. We got Jeff from Indiana. We got Raven from Russellville. Hang on, let me scroll down. Who was the guy we had just join us from South Carolina yesterday? That was kind of cool. Abby from Birmingham's in, Ben from Decatur, David from Taft, Tennessee, John from Lexington, South Carolina. There it is. Anyway, text line is open, 833-687-4448. A lot of stuff, by the way, on our website. Do not forget to check that thing out. I'm still kind of taken aback by how much Birdman can cram into one website. But Boomer's nodding his head, yes. But we got everything on there. So, you know, of course, there's the informational stuff like, you know, our bios and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Then you got the live stream. You can listen to the audio live stream in case you're getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities. But you can also watch it. I now have to dress for radio, which is crazy. No more sitting around in gym shorts, which never happened anyway. But the bottom line is you can see the Right Side studio where we're sitting right here. That's live streaming the show by video every day. And then we got a whole section there where I write an op-ed every week that's published in papers all over the state. Every latest article is on the article section, recommended readings, photo galleries, stuff. And if you want to advertise with Right Side Radio, just know this. We are an independent organization. Our syndication means that we own the content and you can sign up with us directly. Our sales guy, Mike, is doing an amazing job. But we can put you in touch with Mike. There's a way for you to contact him on the website as well. And then the last thing I will point out in this shameless plug for our website is the Right Side Store. The Right Side Store is, I'm going to go click on it right now. The Right Side Store is actually very cool. There is lots of stuff on there. You got Right Side coffee mugs, Right Side drink tumblers, Right Side stickers, Right Side phone cases, and Right Side t-shirts. And then, of course, my favorite, Right Side socks, which everybody needs Right Side socks. You got that big gold star. Do you have any Right Side socks yet, Boomer? Have you got any yours
yet?
No,
I need to get some.
We got to get you some Right Side socks.
I got to get these socks.
So, I mean, they got the blue ones, the white ones. My favorites happen to be the green ones. They look pretty cool. Even the bright yellow ones are kind of fun. So, Right Side socks. Anyway, all that's on the website. Check it out, rightsideradio.org. You may be thinking, did he say the website yet? No, I don't think I did. Rightsideradio.org. That's it. All right, y'all. Listen, we got an amazing show laid on for you today. I'm going to start off with this whole notion of what happens when the government gets a little carried away on policy. Now, a government can have policy. It can say, this is the way we intend to move things. This is how we want to be. But when government starts invading the province of the private sector, then you got an issue. Government should not be picking winners and losers. That's not government's job. Government is a job to set the framework and to say, this is government. We're going to collect tax revenue, build roads, make sure the national defense is secure. You want to build a better mousetrap? Go for it. Free market. And if somebody builds a better mousetrap than your better mousetrap, go for it. That's what the free market is supposed to be. Competition drives things, and it allows the consumer to have the best of the best for, generally speaking, the better price. What happens, though, when government gets so involved that it starts underwriting certain parts of private sector business? Oh, you know, things like, I don't know, green energy that we're going to pay for with government dollars to make sure it gets a leg up on stuff that actually really works right now. Now, some of y'all are going, Phil, those windmills generate. I know they do. I know they do. Those solar panels, they work. I know they do. I'm aware that they, but they don't work like a coal-fired plant yet. They don't work like a hydroelectric. They don't work like a nuclear power plant yet. They don't have the ability, the capability, the sustainability, the renewability to last in such a way to make them fully viable without being subsidized by government. So when government gets involved and it says, yeah, you know what? We want that one. We want that to work best. So we're going to make sure it has everything it needs. And, oh, I'm sorry, coal, nuclear, and hydroelectric, even though you're working quite well and been here a long time, we don't like you anymore. So we're going to put all our money into that one. And next thing you know, the solar industry, it's got a leg up because everybody gets tax credits. Everybody gets subsidized grants to start their businesses. Everybody gets to they get to lift restrictions on foreign imports so you can get the parts. And the guys who run the things that really keep the grid running for all these years are sitting there going, hello, winners and losers, government. Well, that happens. We're going to talk about a lot of that stuff. Anyway, we're also getting to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is next. I'm going to spend some time on what is going on in Supreme Court land because it's going to be a major week, y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.